Got a pair of above Mishnah Yidaf. Hakayse belayla. V'ham ha'amit. V'ha'atsuma. Yeshlam shikha. Somebody was harvesting his grain at night and skipped over and forgot to harvest some of the grain. Or somebody was collecting his grain at night in order to bind them into sheep and he skipped over and forgot some of the grain. Or somebody who is a suma, a blind person, who is harvesting or collecting his grain and he skipped over and forgot some of the grain. The halachos of shikha would apply in these cases. Even though the person is harvesting at night, and possibly the reason why he forgot to harvest some of the grain was because he couldn't see it, or it's a blind person who skipped over some of the grain, and maybe the reason why he skipped it over is because he can't see, even so, the halachos of shikha would apply. And since he knows that he's harvesting at night, he should have been more careful to harvest all of the grain. Or in regards to a blind person, he knows he can't see, so he should have been more careful to have somebody help him find all the grain to harvest or to collect. And since they forgot some of the grain, the laws of shikha would apply. Somebody who's collecting his grain, but doesn't intend to collect all of the grain. He intends only to collect the bigger grain at this time. And he plans on coming back at a later time to collect the smaller grain. In this case, the law of the shikha will not apply. If he skips over some of the grain, even if the grain that he skipped over is the bigger grain that he had planned on collecting all of it right now, the law of the shikha will not apply. And since he doesn't plan on collecting all of the grain at this time, the grain that he forgets, the law of the shikha will not apply. Em ama hareani kaiser almanat ma'ashani shokhea. Ani eto. Yesh lo shikha. Somebody was harvesting his grain. And before he harvests the grain, he says, I plan on harvesting all my grain on the condition that anything I forget to harvest, I'm going to go back and retrieve. This condition is meaningless, and the law of the shikha would apply. He cannot go back and retrieve the grain that he forgot to harvest. And this is a tnai al-maksha kasuv. The Torah is making a condition against what the Torah says. The Torah says when you forget grain, you cannot retrieve it, you have to leave it for thy name. And he's making a condition that the grain that he forgets, he is going to go back and retrieve. He cannot make it snide like that since it's against the Torah. Therefore, if he does forget to harvest some of the grain, he is not allowed to retrieve it, he must leave it for thy name. So the Tepah Zion Mishnah Aleph Kol Zion. Sheesh lo shame besada. Afilo kizayas and a tufa bishaito ushacho. Eno shikha. Anytime somebody is harvesting his olive tree, and he forgets to harvest one of the trees, and the tree that he forgot to harvest stands out among the other olive trees, even if the reason that it stands out is because the olives on that tree drip oil at times, the halacha of the shikha will not apply in this case, and he can go back and harvest the olives from that tree. The reason is, we learn out from a puzzle that the law of shikha only applies to something that you forgot and may never remember. But in this case, the olive tree that you forgot to harvest stands out among the other olive trees. So therefore, even though you forgot it for now, eventually you're going to remember that you did not harvest that olive tree, since that olive tree stands out. Therefore, the law of shikha will not apply to this case. From Ezbar Mamura, Bishmo uva maisav uvim koma. That which we said, that if you skip over and forget an olive tree that stands out, the law of the shikha will not apply. This then would be true whether the olive tree stands out because of its name, or because of its maisim, what it produces, or because of its makom, the place where the olive tree stands out. Bishmo. What do we mean? That the olive tree stands out because of its name. Shahaya Shafchani O Baishani. People would call this olive tree Shafchani, or they would call it Baishani. Shafchani means that it spills oil. And this olive tree has the name Shafchani because the olives on this tree spill oil. Or the olive tree has the name Baishani, meaning embarrassing. As the olives of this tree embarrasses the olives of the other tree, because so much oil is extracted from the olives of this tree, so people would call this tree Baishani. And since this tree has a special name, it stands out from the other olive trees. And if you skip over and forget to harvest this tree, the law of the shechel would not apply. B'maisav. Sometimes the olive tree stands out from the other olive trees because of its mice and because of what it produces. Shehu oyster harvest. This olive tree produces more olives than the other trees in this grove. So therefore it stands out because of the amount of olives that it produces. In this case also, if you would forget to harvest this tree, the law of the shechel would not apply. B'mkomo. Sometimes an olive tree stands out because of the place where it is. Shehu omeid b'tzad hagas. Or b'tzad hapirza. That the olive tree is next to the wine press. Or next to a break in the wall. There's a breach in the wall, and right next to that breach is an olive tree. Since the olive tree stands in a unique place, the law of the shechel would not apply to this olive tree. U'sharko azeisim shnayin shechel. U'shlosha einan shechel. And with regard to all other olive trees that do not stand out, if you forget to harvest two olive trees next to each other, that would be shechel. You cannot go back and harvest them. You have to leave those olives for the aniyim. But if you forget to harvest three olive trees next to each other, then the law of the shechel would not apply. As we have said previously, the law of the shechel apply only to two, not to three. So therefore, if you forget three olive trees that are next to each other, you can go back and harvest them. Rabbi Yossi Omer ain't shechel lezeisim. Rabbi Yossi says the halachos of shechel do not apply at all to olive trees. According to Rabbi Yossi, since olive trees are so rare, the law of the shechel would not apply, as there are so few olive trees, and therefore every olive tree is precious. And even though you might have forgotten it for a little while, you're certainly going to remember later on that you didn't harvest it. So the law of the shechel would not apply. Now the Mephoreshim say, the Rabbi Yossi is only referring to a certain time when the olive trees were very rare. This was the time of Adranus Kisa, who destroyed the olive trees in the world, and there were very few olive trees. But Rabbi Yossi admits that other times when olive trees are not so rare, that the halacha of the shechel would apply to olive trees, just like it applies to other produce.